Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Weiss with Farm Bureau. A change in tax exemptions for agriculture could have an impact on the cost of food and the economies of many local communities across the state. Breckenridge County farmer Pat Henderson, who chairs the Kentucky Farm Bureau Tax Committee, says agriculture is not the only entity that benefits from tax exemptions.
They call it tax expenditures. In the country here, we call it tax deductions. But they actually exempt more revenue from taxes than they collect. They collect about, they collected about $9.9 billion in tax revenue and exempted like $12.1 or $2 million.
Henderson says one concern is farmers cannot add a sales tax to products they sell.
If I go down to the clothing store and I buy a pair of jeans, they buy the jeans, they figure in a operating cost and a profit, and they figure in their selling price. And that's what they charge me. And then when I go to check out, they add the sales tax to my bill for my jeans. Farmers can't do that. When I sell my cows, I can't add on the sales tax I had to pay for seed and feed and fertilizer.
He notes removing tax exemptions makes it harder for Kentucky farmers to compete with other states.
The seven states that surround Kentucky have laws that exempt ag inputs from sales tax. It stands to reason, then, that our farmers would be at a competitive disadvantage.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau, KFB. Loves KY.
Henderson says a third concern would be the effect on rural economies.
Think about it. I'm going to buy $50,000, $75,000, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 piece of equipment. And if I had to pay sales tax here and I could go across to Tennessee or Indiana or Missouri, any of the surrounding states and avoid that sales tax, that's where I'd have to go. And then that's going to hurt our rural communities because we know that the multiplying power of a dollar.
He adds he is supportive of tax reform, but notes it needs to be comprehensive.
Just as an individual farmer, I'm not speaking for Farm Bureau necessarily when I say that, but I'm speaking for Pat Henderson. I do see that there's a need for tax reform, but it needs to be a total package and not just segmenting out one section or another.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.